This week's parsha is Parshas Miketz. Parshas Miketz begins Parak Mem Aleph, and the tide is about to turn for Yosef HaTzadik. Divine intervention has dictated that Yosef HaTzadik will be quickly rushed out of jail and become the viceroy of Egypt. What was the catalyst for Yosef's rise to power? Paro's dreams. Paro had two dreams. Parak Mem Aleph Pasuk Aleph. Vayhi Mikesh Nasayim Yamim. It was after 2 years of Yosef being in jail. Further, Uparo Cholem, and Paro's dreaming. What is he dreaming? Vihine Omed Al Hayari, standing by the river, and from the river, meaning the Nile River, the Nilus, the mighty river of Egypt, come seven cows. Yifot Mara Uberios Bazar. They are of beautiful appearance. They're healthy flesh. Vatira Ena Ba'achu. They were grazing in the swamp. So you have these seven cows. They come out of the Nile River, the Nilus River. River represents the god of Egypt. It represents the wealth of Egypt. But behold, after them come seven other cows. Ra'ot mara v'dakopas. Are they of bad appearance, of skinny, emaciated flesh? And the skinny cows are standing next to the fat cows by the shore of the river. Pasuk dalet. Oh my goodness. V'tochalna ha'paro ra'ot hamara v'dakot habasar etsheva ha'paro yifot hamara v'habriot. And these seven skinny cows of bad appearance consumed the seven fat cows of nice appearance. Vayikatz Paro, he woke up. Vayishan, he goes back to sleep and he dreams a second dream. And behold, very similar theme. There are 7 ears of grain on one stalk. Brio vitovo, they're healthy and good. And behold, there are 7 ears thin. Dakot ushidufo kadim, they're thin, beaten by the eastern wind. Smochot achrei, and sprouting after the 7 healthy ears of grain are 7 skinny, beaten, withered ears of grain. And what happens? Just like by the cows, vativlana hashibolim hadakot, etsheva hashibolim habriyo vamleyom. And these 7 emaciated, skinny ears of grain swallow up the 7 full ears of grain. Vayikatz Paro, and Paro woke up. Vihine chalom, behold, it's a dream. Okay, Vayihi Baboker, it was in the morning, Vatipa'im Rucho, his spirit was extremely agitated. Vayishlach, and he sends, Vayikra es kol chartum emitraim. He calls all of the magicians of Egypt, all of the necromancers of Egypt, es kol chachamei. The Torah does not waste words. He didn't call some of his chartumim, he didn't call some of his chachamim, he called all the chartumim, all the chachumim of Egypt. Vayisaper parol hames chalamo, the ain poso sam leparo, and he told everyone his dream, and no one has a solution for Paro. Paro doesn't know what to do. All of a sudden, the Sar Mashkim says, oh, I remember my sin today. I was in jail along with the Sar Ovim. Down there was a Nar Evet Ivri, a lad, a servant, a Hebrew, and he is good at interpreting dreams. And as he interpreted, so it happened. And immediately, Paro wants to hear from this Nar Evet Ivri. Vayishlach Paro, vayikras Yosef, vayiritzu minabar. Paro sends, they call Yosef, they rush him out of the pit, and he shaves, he changes his clothing, he comes to Paro. Rav Shimon Schwab Zatzal, in his Ma'ayam Beis HaShoeva, asks a very interesting question. Rav Schwab Zatzal says as follows, Kol ha'lomid parshazo yitma, alma she'nivhal paro v'kara la'asifu nuchutza, she'kol sarav v'chachamav, she'yisparu chalom miguchach. Everyone who learns this sadra has to wonder about what happened to Paro. What was this dream? What was so bad about his dreams? He called an urgent, necessary meeting of all of his officers, all of his wise men, to interpret a ridiculous dream. Hallo, chalamosav, hayudachaora, masod shel tipshus. They were stupid dreams, excuse me. They were silly dreams. They were nonsense. Umaha makom lihit pamo rucho. Why was his spirit so agitated? We all have dreams. You don't call every chacham and every advisor and every one of the chartumim to your bed. So you say, okay, I had a crazy dream. You never said I had a crazy dream. Sometimes I say I have a crazy dream. So he had a silly dream. Who cares? V'chi yadash yesh ba'chalamot ezahit galut amasha atili kara. How could Paro have known that these dreams about cows and ears of grain were foreshadowed for the future? Ad kedesha yatridu et minuchato. It had to disturb his sleep so badly. They were such bad dreams. It was about cows. Excuse me. It was about ears of grain. Who cares? Why is he calling every wise man in the entire Egypt? Rav Schwab answers as follows. V'nira shehine, hiluch mechshav tosha paro. What was the thought process of paro? Haya. Shabachol hit nagshut. In every meeting, shall base sadadim, in two sides. Whenever there is a meeting, whenever there's a collision, whenever there's a confrontation between two sides, the automatic outcome is always going to be in paro's mind, yit gabru harabim al hamaatim. Paro knew, or he thought he knew, that the mighty always win over the weak. The many always win over the few. V'chein yiplu ha'chalashim tachad yad ha'gibarim. It has to be, it's a law of nature, Pharaoh thought, that the weak always fall under the hands of the mighty. V'lefichach, and therefore, yashav shaket v'sha'anan akiso, he sat with quiet stillness. He sat with quiet, what's the word I'm looking for? Security. On his throne, v'lo pachad mimerad, he wasn't afraid of rebellion, umi ma'al, and from a trespass, me'e yoshvei arzo, ma'al beis Hashem, ma'al against Hashem. He wasn't afraid of a trespass, he wasn't afraid of a rebellion from anyone in his land, because he and his army were the strongest physically in the land. Aval, ba, what was so bad about his dreams? He saw cows, he saw years of grain, who cares? No. Be'oto pito mar'eh hamora hefeich yirhu rediyu moshalo. All of a sudden, he has his dream, and this dream is the exact opposite of what he always believed. Paro lives on survival of the fittest. Paro's hashkafa is, as long as I'm strong and my army is strong, no one can defeat me. All of a sudden, he has this dream that tells him the exact opposite. Ubechalamo achu hachalashim lahagibarim. In his dream, he sees the weak consuming the mighty. Oz, what happens? Achazdato chil ra'ada. He is seized by fear and trembling. Ulay mit kavei negdo merida. He says, oh no, maybe there is a rebellion being planned against me. Shetatzliach. Maybe they'll be successful. Af al hayota al yidei ma'atim v'chalashim. Even if the men in my kingdom, whatever, the insurgents in my kingdom are few and weak, maybe this dream is telling me that the few and the weak can actually win over the strong and the many. Lakain, therefore, shalach v'chara l'kol chartumim Mitzrayim. That's why he called all of the magicians of Egypt, all of the astrologers, v'chachamim, all of the wise men, shera'a b'chalamo mahapecha medinit. He saw in his dream the opposite of what he thinks is the law of the land. The law of the land has to be the weak are always subjugated to the strong. The few are always ruled by the many. He saw something the opposite, and now he thinks, maybe there's a rebellion being planned. Maybe I'm seeing a vision. And that vision is that even though there are those in my land who are weaker and fewer than me, they will be able to throw me off of my throne. There will be a successful rebellion. And this is why, says Rav Schwab, he was so anxious, he was so afraid. And that's why his spirit was totally disturbed, why he had to call all the chachamim, all the chartumim. And you see, it helps us understand why he's going to Nar Eved Ivri. Why would you care what this despicable, that the Nar Ivri Eved, Rashi says, was insult. The Sar Hamashku was not speaking nicely about Yosef at Tzadik. He was insulting him. Why would Paro want to hear it from this lad, from a slave, from a Hebrew, a foreigner? Because he was so agitated by this vision that he saw where the weak can actually overthrow the strong, that he would hear from anybody who could offer a solution that was to his satisfaction. And Rav Schwab continues, beautifully, and I'm sure some of you are already thinking this, Miketz is always read, not always read, I shouldn't say that, but Miketz is the story of Shabbos Chanukah, is the story of Chanukah. This year, Miketz is read Shabbos Chanukah, so Rav Schwab, this the allusion here to Chanukah is not lost on us. The Lefizah continues to Rav Shimon Schwab Zatzal, and according to this, Lo b'mikra korim parsha Miketz b'mei Chanukah. And therefore, according to this, it is not happenstance, it is not random chance, it's not coincidental that we read Parshas Miketz in the days of Chanukah, says Rav Schwab. The whole road, what does it come to teach us? Misores, giborim, biyad chalashim, v'rabim, biyad ma'atim. Just like the Maccabi army, they were few, they were weak. And the tremendous Greek, Syrian, Hellenist army, they were mighty, they were strong, they were many. Of course, we all know the story. We're in the middle of celebrating Chanukah. What happens is Giborim Biad Chalashim, the mighty into the hands of the weak. Rabim Biad Ma'atum, the many into the hands of the few. Zaydim Biad Oskei Torasecha, the wanton sinners into the hands of those righteous who keep your Torah. It goes against nature. Alpi nature, you think it should be always the strong one, but Paro's dreams proved otherwise. Paro's dreams proved that sometimes with great tenacity of spirit, the weak can win. And says Rav Schwab, that is the message of Chanukah. And that is one of the reasons, one of the connections, I should say, between Miketz and Chanukah. He concludes again, V'lefiza lo b'mikra karim parshas Miketz b'imei Chanukah, l'horos al mesoros giborim b'yad chalashim, v'rabim b'yad ma'atim me'ein chalom param. This is one of the beautiful lessons that we learn from the dreams of Param. Perhaps that helps us understand why Yosef interpreted a years of plenty followed by years of famine. Parah was satisfied. Maybe this pshat of Rav Schwab helps us understand something else. Why should Parah be satisfied by years of plenty followed by terrible famine? It won't even be recognized that there was years of plenty. There will be such a severe famine. Maybe because as long as he heard that his dreams did not signal rebellion against his throne, he had Yishuv Hadas. He had contentment of the soul and he had peace of mind. So that's just an aside, something that we could extrapolate from a Schwab. Perhaps one of the reasons why he was so ready to accept Yosef's interpretation, because it didn't involve rebellion against his rulership or kingdom. Beautiful connection between Miketz, Paro's dreams, and Chanukah. I wish everybody a Shabbat Shalom and a Lichtige Chanukah Sameach Kol Tov. Thank you to all and have a wonderful day.